Damien, this week we're talking about a restaurant that used to be a popular food truck.
It's pretty exciting. Taqueria Chavez had a food truck. They had several locations all over town throughout the years. They had the food truck. Gonzalo Chavez had his food truck for about 16 years after moving to Las Cruces from Modesto, California. And it seemed like everywhere they went, he would be able to stay there for a little while, and then someone would come along and ask him to move. And finally, in about 2006 or so, he was able to purchase a piece of land on Loman, just across from the what's now the Circle K, and he was able to park his truck there, and that's where he worked for the following 13 years.
What a great story. Now, how many people does the restaurant employ?
Well, right now they've got 16 employees. You can imagine that's not something that they would have been able to do in a food truck.
Yeah.
So with the help of the Small Business Development Center at DACC, they were able to get a loan for $560,000, which enabled Gonzalo to build the restaurant. And if you haven't been there, it's absolutely beautiful. Just a really cool place inside. And so that was completed. I believe that they opened up in early September of 2019.
So this is sort of a really cool model of what's available out there for small businesses looking to grow.
It's a fantastic opportunity if and basically for anyone who has a dream but just doesn't know how to go about seeing it through. You know, there are a lot of resources that are available in the community to help people just like Gonzalo, who, by the way, they've only been open for 4 months and they're already expanding. They're building another 400 square foot dining room onto the restaurant.
We've seen some food trucks turn into restaurants.
I'm thinking of Mateo's.
What does it really say about what's available here in our community for businesses that want to grow with that model?
I think that it just speaks to the resources that are available and probably underutilized. I think that it really does provide an opportunity. You know, with a lot of food trucks, you feel like you're always chasing them around town. You feel like you're never really sure where to find them. But if you are to go the route that Mr. Chavez went, then, you know, it provides some stability for the customers, kind of an atmosphere where they can sit and enjoy your food. One of the things he told me is that they really didn't envision having a dining area at the restaurant. They thought it would be more of a drive-through, and maybe a little patio outside where people could sit and eat. And what they heard from their customers was that they really wanted to have a place indoors where they could sit and eat comfortably.
Okay, let's talk about tacos now. What exactly is the specialty there?
Their shrimp tacos are absolutely out of this world. And for, I think it's about a dollar more, you can get them served inside a quesadilla. I mean, you can get like a quesadilla that is folded. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I would say that's the way to go. Their shrimp cocktail is also very good.
All right, Damien, thanks for the update on this week's Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
That's right. Be sure to read it in today's Sun News.